Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Only one day a year I walk in the door with a violin in my hand, or a fiddle. Fiddle and a violin.
Is it a violin or a fiddle?
Fiddle and violin are exactly the same thing. It depends on the music you play on them. I don't really play any music on it, so I don't know what you should call it. But we'll explain why a little bit later, live from Studio C.
Si, senor.
Dimly lit room deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound on a Friday, and today we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
The fabulous volunteers and workers, everybody who contributes to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. One final day, the culmination of our giant week-long radiothon. After that, we'll be done with it.
Yep, we had to come up with a new goal, which is a good thing. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We're going
to
raise
thanks
a lot of money.
Thanks to y'all. Thanks to my peeps.
Yep, pretty impressive.
Shout out to my peeps.
Pretty impressive. Big finish on a Friday. Here we go. Hoo-yah! Both my kids getting out of school early, and all week off next week. When I was a kid, I think we just got Thursday and Friday off.
Thanksgiving week off, huh? Yeah, I don't think we did.
I think we got Thursday and Friday off, and certainly, and that was it, pretty much.
It's a lot like government workers. You're your teachers. You got your teacher's institute, and then your teacher's this and that day and whatever.
Yeah, half days today and then all week off next week. So we've got a staff member who... had this situation, and I know it's true for a lot of other parents. So, what do they call them? The teacher conference is going on, the evaluation, the there's a better word for that. What do they call it?
Parent-teacher conferences,
Yeah. So a lot of parents are being told by a lot of teachers that their kids are way behind their grade level. And it ain't the fault of the kid. It's because we closed down our schools for like a year and a half.
Because of the near zero danger to the children from COVID. It was the danger to the teachers, the perceived danger. Let's be honest. Although they always said it's for the safety of the children, which was a giant lie.
Yeah, especially like the last 75% of it. The first part, you know, when it all hit in March of 2020 and they closed my kid's school in April, I remember it was just astounding to everybody. We're going to close it for a month to flatten the curve. Okay, that was fine. We didn't know what was going on, you know, blah, blah, blah. But God dang it. About 75% of it, we knew exactly what was going on. Everybody knew exactly what was going on with the politics. You were just strong-arm for people money. First it was, if we were vaccinated, then you got vaccinated, we're still not going back. And it was just a bunch of crap. But anyway, lots of parents are finding out right now with the parent-teacher conferences that their kid's way behind. No fault of the kid. No
oh
fault.
My gosh, yeah.
No
yeah,
fault of the current teacher.
Well, and I was just reading, most particularly troubling and devastating, we can get into this a little bit later on, is the crop of first graders who didn't get the benefit of that critical year of school when you're the brain, the human brain is just capable of learning astonishing amounts of data, of information, of ways of thinking, the rest of it. These kids were denied first grade, and so they're way, way behind on reading. And, you know, it's doubtful whether they'll ever fully catch up, because you know that a 5-year-old's brain is not like a 12-year-old's brain, is not like a 25-year-old's brain, is certainly not like a 75-year-old's brain. There's a reason the kids learn what they learn when they learn it. It's because their brains are ready.
Yeah, critical learning period or whatever, I remember from college, and it ends about age 8. Your brain is like a supercomputer until you're about 8 years old, and you miss out on those years, you don't make them back. You just it ain't going to be the same. Or if you do, it's going to be a lot of work. God dang it, that was a horrible thing we did to kids. And there's a good article about this the other day. By far, the studies are showing, no surprise to anybody, everybody predicted this. Who's suffering the most? The poorer you are, the more likely you're suffering from this. And kids of color are being devastated by this way more than other kids. So, How did liberals not come to the rescue? Because it's that whole hierarchy. I guess the teachers' unions actually trump little brown kids who aren't getting
sure.
to read.
Oh, please. It's not even a contest.
Really awful. One of the worst things we've ever done.
Yeah, well, let's, and I often say this, so many of the espoused views of the AOC crowd are phony. They don't mean it. Anyway, that's a cynical start to the show on a Friday, and we apologize. I apologize.
Yeah, and it's a good day. We're raising lots of money for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. We hit our original goal, which I was a little worried we were going to. Now we got a new goal we'll have to tell you about, and it's all good. So the Rittenhouse trial continues on.
Yeah, the deliberations continue on. I got to admit, I'm mildly surprised.
They've deliberated for 20 hours. That's a long time, man.
Yeah, it is. There are... I would guess at this point there are some folks leaning toward guilty, maybe one, maybe more. And I think the John, the arguing, the going over evidence again and again has begun. Just a guess.
Wow, that would be an ugly situation because there's so much on the line. Like you said yesterday, you got an 18-year-old kid facing the rest of his life in prison, depending on how the charges go.
Right, right. Woo. And I'll tell you how crazy it can get. Maybe we start the show officially, then I'll give you an example from my own long and lurid history as a juror.
Official start to satisfy the FCC. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this Friday, November 19th, the year 2021. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
All right, I've finished filling out the forms. I'm signing them now. Here comes the show officially at Mark.
One party rule for 1 year has brought us inflation we haven't seen in 31 years. Gas prices the highest it's been since the last time President Biden was down at the White House. A Thanksgiving that's going to cost you more at any time in your life.
That's a tiny snippet of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy spoke for 8.5 hours, setting a new record as all politics is performative, breaking Nancy Pelosi's record of a couple of years ago. What, you don't even remember when she did that? No, you don't, because it didn't mean anything.
Right.
And neither will this, but that's what we do now. So.
Kevin McCarthy, one of the great orators of our time.
But I learned something about carrots, because if you talk for 8.5 hours, you got to just start talk about everything, right? It ain't easy. Learn something about carrots we'll get to later this hour.
The orange vegetable?
Yeah. Yeah.
A root or whatever.
Because he's from Bakersfield, and they grow a lot of carrots around there, and he told me something about carrots I didn't know.
Really?
Yeah. Stay tuned.
I did not
that.
See that coming. So here's an example of how crazy it can get on a jury. And the second jury I was on that got all the way to a verdict, it was just people who made wild assumptions and like belligerent leaps of logic that were based on nothing. That was just weird. But this one, the first one was, there was a car at the center of the dispute, ended up being an assault and battery. And there was one lady on the jury who was legally blind and she could not drive, and we could not convince her that the one guy failing for weeks and weeks and weeks to return the other guy's car was enough of a matter to get angry enough to fight. She thought, who could get, well, she didn't think, she said, I just don't believe anybody could get that angry over a car. We were explaining, this guy's got to go to work to feed his family. He needs his car to go to work. And then another lady on the jury said, like she was some sort of low-rent TV psychic, says, careful now. The blind have perceptions that the rest of us don't.
Oh, boy.
What are you talking about?
Your Honor, you need to replace me with an alternative. I can't be in here anymore. Oh, I wouldn't have been able to handle that if I were tired.
Oh, and this gent's fate is resting in our hands. Is he a convicted felon or isn't he?
Oh, Miss Cleo weighs in.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. And I thought, my God, this is the jury system.
Oh, that's awesome. That is fantastic.
Unless you're going to get stuck in a clink by these half-wits.
So we got to take a break. We've got Eclipse of the Week coming up, Cal, because it's Friday. That's always dang exciting.
Sure.
And mailbag and a new goal and learn something about carrots from an 8.5-hour speech. I think his point was to force him to vote during the day when everybody's watching. The voting is going on right now on Make Us Venezuela Act. The vote is happening right now. I think that's what he was trying to do because they're going to vote in the middle of the night like they do where nobody's paying attention. And now they're voting during the day with the cable news channels on. So I don't know.
I like Build Back Venezuelan. It's clever. It's good. I think it conveys something. But Build Back Bolshevik would have the three B's as well.
There you go.
So I don't know which I prefer.
Make Us France Again. Anyway, so we'll keep our eye on that, too. All that stuff on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Y'all came through. We hit our goal for the week for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, but we set a new goal, and we'll tell you about that in a little bit and remind you why it's such a good charity, and hopefully catch you on a Friday where you're feeling good. Those of you who haven't donated yet, you'll want to donate.
I think we owe the folks an apology. We underestimated the patriotism and generosity of the good folks, and I for one, apologize. Y'all are just fantastic, and the giving has not ended. More to come. Mailbag in a moment or two, but not right now, Michael. Not right now. Careful. Got the Freedom Loving Quote of the Day coming up in a couple of minutes as well, but right now, let's take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cal Clips of the Week.
It's going around jump in the back.
GD, this GD, that guy waving his arms saying, then I ever see that guy, I'm going to kill him.
I missed that part. Tell me about it.
Oh, and he said some bad words. He said the N-word.
All right, Chuck, winner and loser.
Well, my loser is anybody who put any credence in the Steele dossier.
I don't regret saying that we should investigate claims of someone who, frankly, was a well-respected British intelligence officer.
It's a simple question. How many children have been in those cages?
I respectfully am not familiar with the term cages.
I forewarned you.
A lot of folks in this community are on edge, bracing for the potential of more unrest.
People are worried that we're going to have the same problem we had burning the city down.
There is a lot of finger pointing.
Yes, there is.
The truckers blame the terminals. The terminals blame the shippers. The retailers blame the truckers and the shippers.
So we see a point in time when this is going to still be a pervasive risk, COVID, but it's not going to be the prevalent risk it is right now where it dominates our lives.
And the dirty little secret here, Willie, while nobody likes to pay more, on average, we have the money to do so.
Inflation is a presidency ender, and the only way we know how to cure it, Chuck, is a deep and long recession.
We must together work together, yes, together, and the opportunities.
But resist, we must.
And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq.
If Don Jr. had done what Hunter Biden had done, it would be every night, all night on MSNBC. See, that's the problem with America. Everything is so binary.
the Russian Federation recklessly conducted a destructive satellite test of a direct ascent anti-satellite missile against one of its own satellites.
Yeah, Russia blew up a satellite with a rocket. And guys, I keep saying this, but these gender reveals are getting out of hand.
The invisible war between countries and they want to control the metaverse.
Now, if you're left behind, you're facing something far worse, which is to be completely irrelevant. They won't even need you as a serf or as a slave.
Let's get something straight. We know each other well. We're not old friends. It's just pure business.
Good to see you, Mr. President. I'm very happy to see my old friend.
Because as far as I can tell, the only reason why any of this is allowed is because of the whiteness of it all.
So who emptied the gender studies department and put them all on television all at once?
Everybody takes a beating sometimes, right?
Yay!
So I'm looking at the various contributors to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, and they got an LOL out of me. I'm here live, I'm not a cat, contributed $100, as did... with $50, they cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
Oh, jeez.
Beautiful. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. Once again, from George H.W. Bush. When Americans talk of freedom, we refer to people's abilities to live without fear of government intrusion, without fear of harassment by their fellow citizens, without restricting each other's freedoms. We do not consider freedom a privilege to be doled out only to those who hold proper political views or belong to certain groups. We consider it an unalienable individual right bestowed upon all men and women. Amen to that, G-Dub. Here's your mailbag. Contains a disconcerting amount of negativity for my brilliant idea of getting rid of space debris, which is in orbit around the planet, by switching off gravity for 20 seconds. Anyway, Scott said if I gave him a shout out for donating under the name of Joe, my bus been wet, Getty, he would double his donation. I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's one of the Bidenisms. My bus been wet.
Oh, my bus been wet. That's right.
Nobody's exactly sure what he was saying, but that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, okay. All right, Paul.
My bus been wet.
My bus been wet. Sorry to hear that. So Dustin in Chico, California writes, Joe, you ignorant slut. Whoa, that's a heck of a beginning. If you were to simply flip off gravity, even for a brief period, the consequence would be vastly more devastating than your car floating up a foot and coming back down, which is what I estimated based on my calculations. He points out the linear velocity of anything on the surface of the Earth at the equator is roughly 470 meters per second, or about 1,050 miles per hour. Since you suggested turning off gravity for about 20 seconds, that would mean that by the time you turned it back on, just about anything on the surface of the Earth at the equator would be roughly 31,000 feet away from Earth. This includes not only your car, but the oceans, atmosphere, buildings, soil, people, etc.
You're quibbling. People might not be something you throw in at the end. Although you said grab hold of a tree. You warned people.
Right. Right. You don't grab a tree, it's your fault. The oceans flying up to 31,000 feet, then rapidly descending, would be quite the sight. But these numbers would differ as you get further from the equator. However, the linear velocity on the surface would decrease. You know, I think you've made your point there, Dustin. I must state, therefore, that I disapprove of your foolish plan to disperse Putin's satellite debris by turning off the Earth's gravity, and request that you leave such decisions to your intellectual superiors. KHBKC, which stands for Kibhabada Kefker, Dustin and Chico. Why so negative, Johnny Kant?
Kibhabada Kefker.
Exactly. He's a can't-do guy, please.
So, got a new goal. We got some news for you. A number of different things going on. They're voting right now on Build Back Better, as they call it. Probably going to pass the House, then it's not going to pass the Senate, so...
Build Back Bolshevik, you mean?
If you missed an hour of the show, grab the podcast, ArmstrongandGetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little old Adele. We don't have new Adele because we're behind the times, I guess. Adele's new album, 30, comes out today officially, and Rolling Stone said it's her best album ever, first album in 6 years, and she's probably the biggest music act on the planet, so Rolling Stone said it's her best album. So if you like Adele, check that out, I suppose.
I do like the music.
Got some COVID stuff I want to tell you. First, this Senator Tom Cotton took to the floor yesterday. Oh, by the way, we're going to announce a new goal for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station in just a few minutes. And Kevin McCarthy filibustered for 8.5 hours and explained something to me about carrots I did not know. We'll have that next segment.
Carrots.
Senator Tom Cotton of Oklahoma took the floor. Or Arkansas? Which is he? Oklahoma?
Arkansas.
Anyway, he took the floor yesterday and said,
to talk about carrots?
No. He said, I'm here today to call on the Biden administration to mount a complete and total boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics. No athletes, no administration officials, no corporate sponsors. So that ain't going to happen, but you got a U.S. senator calling for it. I thought that's what we would do. I think that's what we should do, but apparently we're not going to do that.
Well, no, we're not going to. But that reminds me, we've got to talk about that Chinese tennis player situation.
Yeah.
Did you see that the statement that she put out?
Nope.
Unintentionally hilarious. Stay tuned.
Okay. A little COVID stuff for you. The number of daily COVID cases is up 23% over the last 2 weeks, but hospitalizations and deaths are still down. Now, those are lagging indicators, but there is some belief that with our current vaccine situation, the number of cases doesn't mean the same thing it meant before. We now have 70% of adults are fully vaccinated in this country. 70%.
Right, so the cases are going to be mild, incidental. They're going to be a cold. You know, you were the exception. You felt pretty terrible for a while, but so cases are a different beast at this point.
The FDA approves Pfizer and Moderna vaccine booster shots under emergency use authorization today, and I hear a PSA like every 15 minutes on every radio station I listen to telling me I got to get my kid vaccinated. And when vaccines came out, I got my vaccine as fast as I could do it. I called all over the place to try to get in. I have not made any effort to try to get my kids vaccinated. I don't ever even think about it. So
no.
And I don't know how about the rest of you, but that's just where I am on it. I probably won't unless somebody makes me get my kids vaccinated. By the way, something, Austria has gone into a complete nationwide lockdown starting Monday and is going to impose a national COVID vaccine mandate, Europe's first, for the whole country. You have,
wow.
It's mandated. You have to get vaccinated.
Boy, and we got a great email rounding up some stories for me from Europe on that very topic. It turns out that sort of attitude is spreading, too. Germany's going to get more draconian, and a couple other European countries are thinking of just going super hardcore, which it strikes me as crazy. I think we've lost our minds over this thing.
And we're not the only ones with inflation. Germany, their producer price inflation numbers just came out, and it's the highest increase since 1951. They're in Germany with their inflation, so okay. Fantastic. Ain't that awesome? Something to be excited about.
Oh, man.
So we're raising money this week for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. We've been doing it all week long. They help our veterans who are trying to transition oftentimes from horrible injuries back to regular life. And the military is not as good as I wish they were at doing that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's worth mentioning that Warrior Foundation also does a lot of wonderful stuff for active duty guys, too. While they're in the hospital, while they're healing, while they're rehabbing, like flying them home for Christmas, for instance. Or if they're not in a condition where they can fly and travel, they'll get mom and dad to them for the holidays.
And we got a lot of great donations overnight. Two ominous notes separated by six octaves donated $30. Michelangelo's oxhair merkin was in for $500.
Oh, hello.
Thank you.
Generous. Thank you, Mr. Merkin.
Somebody claiming to be Elon Musk donated $69. Might actually be Elon Musk for all
it
I know.
It could be. It could be.
$100 from number one, the one part. Number two, the thing that they said. Number three, you know the drill. Donated $100. That is absolutely hilarious. But to figure out where we are, we ought to do a little total and then talk about where we're going, huh? You can't get to where you want to go unless there's something there.
There's a plan to fail.
Something like that. Anyway, here's our current total. Having had a goal of $500,000, you have raised $539,000, $421.
Ooh. Wow, fabulous.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
But we have a new goal. New! We think we can do this. Friday's always been the big day
right
through the years, as you fine folks have supported this incredible organization that is so efficient with your donated dollars. Our new goal, $750,000, $750,000.
That's aggressive.
It's very aggressive.
That's 200K in the next 3.5 hours.
It's Mike Tyson coming across the ring as soon as the bell rings, just pummeling you on the head aggressive. We know it. We know it. But the cause is that good. You know, it struck me. I hate to turn things bitter. How about all those big, giant corporations that gave money to Black Lives Matter?
Yeah. Yeah, no
kidding. Not the idea that the lives of our brothers and sisters of dark skin matter. Of course they do. By God, of course they do, like every citizen's does.
But the socialist organization in which some of the leaders went out and bought new homes.
Freaking hardcore Marxists who hate America.
Well, they're Marxists.
All the millions of dollars that poured into that organization. Where are you corporations supporting organizations like Warrior Foundation, Freedom Station? Something that matters.
They're Marxists that live in $1 million homes now.
Yeah.
They shaved
giant
money,
investments.
Shaved money off the top and decided to go live the rich life, as socialists usually do. But anyway, that is a very good point. My gosh.
Anyway, I'm sorry to turn it bitter, but it depends, you know, supporting our troops, the patriotic duty that we have, it comes down to me and you and me. So go to ArmstrongandGetty.com, give as generously as you can to this organization that helps our heroes when they need it the most. They save lives.
Sleeve Boy is in for $100, so you got to like that.
Sleeve Boy, were you donating while you were on the clock, Sleeve Boy?
$100 from Good Morning Sunday Morning, and $50 from Joe's Rusty Trombone. He is going to bring out his trombone a little bit later in the show.
It's not a rusty trombone.
Well, I'm glad you keep it clean.
Yeah.
$100 from a bobcat attacked his wife, a bobcat!
That's one of my all-time favorite clips. A bobcat!
Hey, you brought up Mike Tyson. Oh, to donate, you go to ArmstrongandGetty.com. You click on the banner. Did we mention that? It's going to take 2 minutes.
It's effortless, yeah.
And we're going to talk to Sandy Lemkuler, the founder and CEO of Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, a little bit later in the show, and that'll be awesome. A new book out about Mike Tyson from Trainer or somebody that was in his inner circle from back in the day that said Mike Tyson would have sex right before he fought to try to take the edge off and calm him down because he was so hyped up. He was afraid he was going to kill somebody.
Oh, my gosh.
His biggest fear was that he was going to kill somebody in the ring. And I got to believe that he would get himself so worked up into just an insane fury. And he had a lot of anger about his horrifying childhood.
Right.
And
right.
So, I mean, it was real anger. But he would get in that space and get so mad. And if you remember Mike Tyson, the boxer from back in the day, God, he had like 10 bouts in a row that didn't last 30 seconds. He'd just run across the ring and pummel these people, and they'd collapse into jelly on the... And I've got to imagine when he came down from that anger, he's like, oh, my God, is the guy okay?
Yeah.
I'll bet. And he was really worried he was going to kill somebody.
It's which a heck he of a sport.
He could have.
Yeah, although generally people who die in the ring, it's being hit over and over and over again.
Right.
And he would just, guys would think, what am I doing in here? they'd go down. This is crazy.
So I don't know if what the strategy was with the minority leader in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, doing an 8.5 hour filibuster overnight. 8.5 hours is a long time to talk.
And, oh, yeah, it is. It's brutal.
Of course, they were mocking it on MSNBC for, hey, thanks for helping us put the vote in prime time for this popular bill. I don't know if he thinks that's the way it's going to play. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know if he was trying to get the vote in prime time so people would see the debate about what's in it. I don't know. But anyway, they're voting right now on this, what the New York Times calls is actually $4 trillion worth of spending.
Easily.
But when it passes the House, it's not going to become a law. It's got to go to the Senate, and it's not going to pass the Senate. So, but among the things that Kevin McCarthy said in 8.5 hours of jabbering, he taught me something about one of my favorite vegetables I didn't know, among other things we've got coming up on the show.
Excellent. Plus the statement from the disappeared Chinese tennis star letting us know she's just fine. Wait till you hear it.
I want to hear that. Dave Chappelle got canceled by something, had a pretty funny reply. A lot of stuff on the way. Please donate to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station when you go to armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years
and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started the Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to the Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
They think a million Americans have permanently lost their sense of smell.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You get this many people infected, I suppose that's not that surprising. The House.
But I didn't know anybody would lose it permanently.
Breaking.
Wow. What COVID actually does to your brain inside there, nobody knows yet. Mysterious. Nasty.
Breaking news, the House has passed the landmark $1.9 trillion, that's the number they're putting on it on CNN, $1.9 trillion Build Back Better Act.
Build Back Bolshevik.
That the New York Times said is really $4 trillion. The New York Times said that. So more on that later, but it has passed the House and off to the Senate, where it is going to meet a different fate. But
I want the entire United States Marine Corps to be protecting the life of one Joseph Manchin of West Virginia,
yeah,
who holds the line in the Senate.
I think Kevin McCarthy wanted this vote in the light of day for some reason, is why he did a filibuster last night. He stood up there at the microphone and talked for 8.5 hours, breaking the previous record set like 2 years ago by Nancy Pelosi. As we live in the age of performative politics. But anyway, if you talk for 8.5 hours, you have to say a lot of things. Here's just a little montage of some of the things he talked about, including something I did not know about carrots.
I want to go back to when we were respected around the world. I want to go back to when we didn't have North Korea testing nuclear weapons. I want to go back to when China wasn't flying over Taiwan every day. You know, this day, there's only one black American elected to Congress and to the Senate. Tim Scott. Madam Speaker, I know your body knows how to impeach. You've done it twice. In my district, there's two families that grow 50% of all the carrots in the country. You ever eaten one of these baby carrots? I'll lead you in a little secret. There's no such thing. They're just big carrots. They chop them. They charge you more when you buy them. I have a friend who serves in the Senate. Right before COVID, he was on a Codell with other senators. And he was sitting and having a communication, maybe you've experienced this as well, with a military general in the Chinese Communist Army. You know what that general said to him? America, you're weak. You're weak, America. You're weak because you believe in God and you take fentanyl.
Now that was interesting.
Don't eat enough carrots.
So, the carrot thing. I thought mini carrots were a thing. I didn't know they just took big carrots and shaved them down and charged you more. I didn't know that.
I'll be danged. Those little baby carrots are delicious.
Why are they so good?
You can just pop them in your mouth. You don't have to peel them.
And every parent knows it's way easier to get your kids to eat baby carrots.
Yeah, they're crispy.
We do a who can crack it the loudest when they bite into it contest, which will at least get them to eat 10 carrots by going around a couple of times.
Wow, I love it. Clever. Very clever. Majority folks say Joe Biden has done not much or nothing in his time in office, which is ironic.
I don't get that. Even if you don't like Joe Biden, he has done more than maybe any president in history. When you add it all up, if this freaking thing passes, he has spent trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that we can't afford. That ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, well, and again, let's have the Marine Corps in its entirety protect Joe Manchin and the rest of the Navy and perhaps the Air Force circling over Kyrsten Sinema to ensure her health and well-being as they will prevent this build-back Bolshevik Venezuelanization of America from becoming law, I pray. Anyway, We've talked a great deal about China in various regards, including the wisdom of the Olympics, kissing the Chinese communist tiny, and indeed the sins of the NBA and Nike and LeBron and just kissing up to China, even as they whine about imagined problems here in the United States. Well, the Women's Tennis Association, the WTA, is serious about dealing with China. One of their stars is a Chinese national, name of Peng Shuai, who claims that a higher up in the Chinese Communist Party sexually assaulted her, raped her, and has demanded an investigation into it. Well, she and that allegation disappeared from social media and then just disappeared, period. And the WTA is getting pissed and freaked out and said the organization is willing to deal with all the that they're willing to pull our business out of China and lose millions if those allegations are not fully investigated and she is not spoken with directly. The organization said their CEO, Steve Simon, is willing to deal with all the complications that come with it because this is certainly bigger than the business. Wow, that is a principled stand. And they have 10 events scheduled next year in China, including the finals. And the finals are supposed to be held in China through 2028.
Wow. I want to hear a lot more like that out of other sports, out of movies, out of TV shows, out of some of the biggest athletes in the world, out of some of the biggest companies in the world.
Yeah.
It's inevitable. We're going that direction. And I can understand why your Nike or Apple or whoever you're dragging your feet, but I got to believe they're making their plans knowing that this is not going to last. We are all going to decouple from China at some point.
Oh, wait, good news. Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai she's been heard from. Here's her statement to Steve Simon in the WTA. Hello, everyone. This is Peng Shuai. Regarding the recent news released on the official website of the WTA, the content has not been confirmed or verified by myself, and it was released without my consent. The news in that release, including the allegation of sexual assault, is not true. I'm not missing, nor am I unsafe. I've just been resting at home, and everything is fine. Thank you again for caring about me. If the WTA publishes any more news about me, please verify it with me and release it with my consent. As a professional tennis player, I thank you all for your companionship and consideration. I hope to promote Chinese tennis with you all if I have the chance in the future. I hope Chinese tennis will become better and better. Once again, thank you for your consideration. That doesn't sound at all like a hostage note.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my golly.
Hilarious and awful. I am not missing. I am fine. Signed, the Chinese officials. I mean the tennis player.
Now,
dang,
come
it
on, China.
I screwed up.
The allegation of rape I put out on social media was released without my consent. It is untrue. No communist official would ever abuse anyone. Ha ha ha.
I am not missing. I am fine.
Right.
Wow.
Wow. Don't trust China. No, I don't. Wow. Deeply dubious was the description by one reporter. Yeah, I would say so. It's unbelievable. But kudos to the WTA. If they are willing to do that, good for them.
I believe a friend of yours has just donated to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, Mike the Lawyer from Chicago, for $250.
Thank you very much. Well done, Mike.
$2.87 for some reason from Sometimes We All Fall a Little Short. And if you're going to put a joke, go with more than $3, all right?
No, we shouldn't read that.
I shouldn't have. I shouldn't.
No.
I
should,
we should human. Be deep. We all fall short sometimes.
$25 is enough. If everybody gave $25, we'd be at $750,000 next hour. But Kamala's word salad with a French accent, $25. $250 from cash I found cleaning out the sound fridge.
Yes.
If you're
cleaning out the sound fridge.
If you've ever heard us do that during our One More Thing podcast. But anyway, Gladys, real quick, let's hit a total because, I mean, the money is starting to roll in at a pretty good pace. $573,242. So.
Well done, friends.
Yeah. That is pretty awesome.
It's possible we get so close to the goal, we don't have to do what we don't want to do, but are willing to do. Jack on the fiddle, me on the trombone, playing Christmas tunes without any music. Well, don't make us do that.
And I don't play the fiddle, so there's that.
And I don't play the trombone well.
If you miss an hour of the show, go to armstrongandgetty.com to get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.